lived on a farm and who wouldn't have your education. What I'd like to do is talk to one educated man, white man, and one uneducated white man, and one fairly well-educated or as well-educated as you can find, colored man, one uneducated. That's what I've been doing in each community. And it gives us the best sampling that we can find. It's not too easy to find people.
Well, I know it.
Like that, because someone mentioned in the post office a man who used to be a blacksmith.
Broad.
I don't think he gave me his last name. I think he gave me his first name. I think he called him Floyd.
Mr. Floyd.
Mr. Floyd. Is he white or is he colored?
Yeah,
he's white.
Well, I'll tell you another one that I think maybe would have helped you.
As you see, it takes some patience, some people might just not be willing to sit down.
If you can get in touch with Mike, now he's a good colored man in our estimation. We think a lot of him. I don't know what he can give you in the way of early history, but he's... How old was he the other day? 67 or 69?
I think he was 65. I think he said he was
65. We had some rubbish down here. He works for the city, and we had some rubbish down here for him to move, and he came down here to move it, and incidentally, he mentioned about it being his birthday, so we gave him 50 cents as a birthday present, all the change we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we think a lot of him. Mac.
Do you have any idea where he lives?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
He had the police in town.
Would he have worked on a farm most of his life?
Evidently he has.
I think he has.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't have any education?
I don't imagine he's got too much education.
He's intelligent.
Intelligent.
Intelligent. Uh-huh.
I think he's very intelligent and...
Well, I want to show you something now in a few minutes to illustrate how well Mr. Floyd Pierce recalls anything. If you might don't mind, go get my old ice potato. I think it's in a lot. Anyway, if it didn't, take the key on it. I think it's in a lot. Well, it's all tangled up. Don't lose either one of them. Mr. Pierce, Floyd Pierce, his memory's pretty good, and I don't know now about his farming experience, but he was a good blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to talk to him. Do you think he'd be willing to sit down and talk this long?
I think he would, because he likes to talk as well as I do.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get out down in that big oak tree and we just swap yarns. Right and left.
Would it be okay if I told him that you'd come over?
Yes, sir. All right.
Would you happen to know of a retired colored preacher or colored teacher?
No, I was just racking my memory. Rand Burns, that formerly lived on, don't put his name down because he's deceased now. I was going to go out and see him not too long ago and inquired about him and found out that he had died. I used to buy a lot of Indian relics from him, and I wanted to go out there to see if he had any. And I asked about some of the colored people that he was still living in the trouble he was dead. But he was very well posted, and he tried to keep up with the times, and he was a fine